Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candler Shore Podcast. This is show number 36. This episode is for one purpose, and that is to answer a question I continue to receive with regards to synchronizing the media on the iPhone 3GS with iTunes. We're going to talk about that just a little bit, specifically a feature called Manually Manage, and I'm going to describe how that works. I am coming from the perspective of a Windows user. I have not used iTunes on the Macintosh. I would presume that it would probably apply on the Macintosh as well. Okay, so you have your Windows computer powered up. You have iTunes running. You take the phone and you dock it to the computer with the included cable. On Windows, of course, there's a little bit of a delay. And then all of a sudden, in the left-hand side of the screen, in the sources tree view, you will see the name of the iPhone. In my case, mine says Mark's iPhone, but insert name here. Just in case you don't know, you must manage all the information on the iPod or iPhone using iTunes. So the idea here is you will decide what media that you want on your device: video, podcast, audiobooks, playlist, songs, albums, applications. You determine all that on the computer in iTunes. And then when you attach your device, it will automatically sync that information to the iPhone. This model is based, of course, on the original iPod, which was really more of a dumb device. That is to say, there was really no way to interact in terms of copying files to and from the iPod. So you did all of the actual decision making of what would be on the device from iTunes. Since then, the iDevices have gotten more sophisticated, and so have the people's needs. So they've added a few more bells and whistles to iTunes in order to accommodate more needs of more people. You may find that you don't always want to synchronize all of your media or update all of the media every time you attach the phone. For this reason, there is a feature in the Summary tab, and perhaps I should start and give you so you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to open up iTunes, attach the iPhone to it with the included docking cable, wait a few seconds. On the left-hand side in the resource view, you will see a tree branch that says, in my case, Mark's iPhone. You click on that or select it. And I say click, but you know, obviously if you're using JAWS or window eyes, you can select it. In the right-hand pane of the iTunes window, you will see a series of tabs, the first of which is labeled Summary. Near the bottom of this particular tabbed window are three checkboxes. And I don't have it right in front of me, so I'm just going to tell you what they do. The first checkbox basically says, automatically sync this device when it's attached to the computer. It'll bring up iTunes and it'll start to sync. The second, which is really the focus of this conversation, is an option that says manually manage. And this is the one I want to focus on. Let's talk about what it does. Now, in order to describe what it does, we have to talk about what it doesn't do at the same time. Let me give you a scenario, a very simple one. I have just recorded, in my scenario, I have just recorded two songs. I don't care what the songs are. Let's say I created them on my piano and I recorded them. Okay, so no copyright issue, no copyright issues here, okay? And I have these songs on my computer and I want to sync them to my iPhone. And I also have two pictures, two photos. Now, I'm not going to worry about where you store them on the computer. That's for a different discussion. Let's just assume everything is where it needs to be. Assuming that I have the default settings in iTunes, that I haven't modified anything, and assuming that these are the only two songs on my computer and the only two photos. Now, I understand this is just a test tube situation. It would never really happen, but the concept is more important, okay, than the reality of it all. Because in the Photos tab and the Music tab, I have the checkboxes, respectively, set to sync all. When I attach my iPhone, it will automatically sync those songs, the two songs and the two photos, to the iPhone. Everything's being automatically done. I'm not doing anything, just attaching it. Now, I can set up iTunes so that it will not automatically sync, but rather I need to click on the sync button. But the result would be the same. So now, after having synchronized the phone, I have the two songs and the two photos in two places. They're on my computer in my iTunes library, and they're now on my iPhone. I remove or detach the iPhone from the computer, and I can look at the photos, and I can listen to the music. What I just described will apply to any media, be it applications, audiobooks, doesn't really matter. So I go back to my computer, and again, at this point, the iPhone is still not attached, okay? It's still got the two songs and the two photos, and I don't have it attached again, just on my computer now. I inadvertently uncheck the photos checkbox. Because I unchecked it, and because I haven't chosen to do manually manage, when I uncheck the photos checkbox, it means, now it's not going to remove it from my library, but it's telling iTunes to remove the two photos from the iPhone. So if I attach my iPhone, click on sync, or it automatically syncs, whichever the setting happens to be, through no further action on my part, the two photos will be removed. So out of the box, so to speak, any item that is no longer checked for synchronization, after having been synced at least once, of course, otherwise it wouldn't really matter, would it? Will be removed. This means that you don't have to go into the iPhone and remove it manually. Now you can. This is a more advanced feature that people do, and I suggest for new folks to this whole thing, let's just stick with the easiest way. This is a very convenient way if you think about it, assuming that you do it on purpose. Now, there have been several times when my 1,300 and some odd songs, I inadvertently unchecked the music tab and attached the iPhone to it, and boom, 2 minutes later, I unplug my iPhone and all my songs are gone. So understand that unless you choose to manually manage anything that is no longer checked, selected, or checked for synchronization, will be removed from the device. Does not in any way mean it will be removed from iTunes. This is only removing it from the iPhone or the iPod, which means, of course, that in subsequent sync sessions, you could simply put the checkboxes back in or check them back on, toggle them back on, and you can have the information synced again. And just like in my situation where I've accidentally removed all my music, I just go back in. This is after slapping myself senseless, of course. I go back in and put the check mark back, reattach, sync, and 25 minutes later or so, I've got it all back. So this is the way it happens out of the box. Before we move to the manually manage option, let me just throw one more thing in here on you. The scenario I've given you so far deals with selecting all of the photos or all of the songs, all of the movies, all of the audiobooks. You can do that, but you can also choose to select specific songs, specific playlists, specific audiobooks, and specific photos. So in our original scenario, I could have chosen to just remove one photo and keep the other one. That will make sense to you if you haven't seen iTunes. Believe me, this is very intuitive in terms of how to manage it on iTunes. I think people get a little confused if they uncheck something, they don't realize it. Okay, fine, you can uncheck it. But if you do and you choose to sync your device, it will remove it. Okay, that's the default setup for iTunes. Let's go to the manually manage option, which is the one, once you get a little bit more sophisticated, and if you get a lot of media, you may choose to do this. I do this on mine. Mine is virtually always checked, manually manage. The difference between the default setup of iTunes and the manually managed option is that should you choose to uncheck an item, be it a photo, song, playlist, audiobook, it will not remove it from the iPhone. It won't sync it, but neither will it remove it. In the original scenario, when I unchecked photos and then subsequently attached the iPhone, it removed the photos that were on my iPhone. If the manually manage option is selected before I sync the phone, unchecking the photos will cause nothing to happen. So attaching the iPhone at this point, and I may choose to sync other items, you understand, because when you sync the iPhone, it's going to sync everything. You have to adjust each item in turn. So I may only want to sync the music files and not the photos. I may want to sync audiobooks and not the songs. I may want to just update my playlist. So if you know you only want to sync a specific file and not touch anything else, just leave everything else as status quo, then you will want to use the manually manage feature. And this is a kind of a weird concept. I appreciate that. But it's a very powerful concept if you can master it. If you can get it, it'll make life so much easier for you. If I'm going to be downloading a podcast and I only want to sync the podcast, there's really no need to sync the music and the photos and the applications. Let me try to summarize this one last time, because the more I talk, the more confused I get also. Here it is. The default setting is if something is checked, it will be synced. And if it's not checked, it will be removed from the iPhone. If the manually managed feature is selected, then not selecting something, that is to say unchecking it, will not remove it from the iPhone. Now, there's one more thing I want to throw in. When you make any change to the way the device is synced, you have a choice of either canceling it or applying the change. Assuming that my phone is now synchronized, I haven't changed anything in iTunes. And I go, you know, I'm fine right now, but maybe tomorrow I don't want to take a chance on messing up my music or something, so I'm going to choose manually manage. I click the manually manage item, and then I have two choices on the lower right-hand side, which will say cancel or apply. If I were to choose cancel, iTunes would not remember the new setting of manually manage. And so if I were to sync the phone at this point, I would be right back at square one. So it's very important that any change that you make, even if it doesn't cause any synchronization to happen, you must save the setting. To do that, you must click apply. That's pretty much it for this discussion of the iTunes and the manually manage feature. Remember, practice makes perfect. It will take you a while to get the hang of this, but once you do, you're going to see that iTunes can be a very powerful tool. My name is Mark Taylor. For all things Candleshore, you can go to the Candleshore blog at candleshoreblog.com, or you can send me an email at musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye. My